Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Amen, amen. For he is worthy to be praised. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah to the name of Jesus. For he is worthy. We should yet praise the Lord for what he has already done, for he is worthy of our praise. Amen. Glory to God. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. I am your host, Minister Elaine, coming to you live. Call a neighbor, call a friend, and let them know that we're on the air live. Text them, email them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're on the air. Amen. Glory to God. Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry is under the leadership of Prophetess Yvonne Ryle, the president and founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. Want to encourage you to tune in Tuesday night with one word from the Lord. I will be bringing forth the word on Tuesday, amen, at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. You can check out Prophetess Yvonne's Facebook page, and she will have the different time zones listed in there. So we hope that you will tune in Tuesday night to see what the Lord has to say through his servant. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day, oh God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for everything that you have already done. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Father God, for our roof over our heads, our clothes on our backs. We thank you for our health and our strength, oh, Father. We thank you that you touched us this morning and woke us up this morning and started us on our way, oh, God. We thank you for the breath, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, Father God, we just come to praise you, oh, God. We come to worship you, oh, God. Oh, God, we come to praise your holy name. We come to praise your name, oh God, for you are worthy and there's no other God like you. We come, oh God, to say thank you. Oh God, we come to praise you, praise you, praise you, worship you, worship you, worship you, for you're worthy, oh God. Oh Father God, we pray. Oh, Father, for the sick and the shut-in and those behind prison bars, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you will uplift them in the spirit, oh Father, that they will call up name of Jesus, oh God, that they will know, Father God, that they're not alone, oh God, if they would just call on your name, oh God. Oh, Father God, we pray today, oh God, that someone will come back to Jesus. Oh, God, we pray that someone will come out of the world of sin. Oh, God, we pray right now, God, that this word fall on good ground, oh God. Oh, Father God, because you said in your word that your word will not return void, oh God, neither will it fall to the ground, oh God. Oh, God, we thank you right now, Father God, for your word. We thank you right now, God, for Jesus. We thank you right now, God, for the blood that he shed over 2,000 years ago, Father. We thank you right now, God, that he came that we might have life in him. Oh, God, we thank you right now for the Holy Spirit. We worship, we worship, you worship, you worship, you praise, you praise, you praise for your word to be praised. Oh, hallelujah to your name, because you're worthy, oh God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Father God, let them be a hearer and a doer of your word, oh God. Let your word fall on good ground today, oh God. Let them not hear me, oh God, but let them hear the Spirit of God that speaketh through me. Let them hear the voice of truth that speaketh through his servant. I'm only just a mailbox being used by the Lord. I'm just a servant, oh God. Decrease me, God, and increase you, oh Father. Oh, Father, that they may draw unto you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we just praise you. We just worship you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. I love you, Lord. I can't say about nobody else, right? But I can say that I love the Lord for what he's already done for me. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus, for he is worthy. He's so worthy to praise. To be praised, to be praised. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you, Father. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Open somebody's mind, oh God. Open their hearts to receive your word, oh God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Let them hear the true voice, oh God, through your servant, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let them know, Father God, that it's not me, but it is you that preaches through me, oh God. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you for your word, oh God, that is coming forth, oh God, in the name of Jesus. All these things we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. We worship you and praise you. We praise you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen. The word will be coming from, and the message will be coming from Acts, the fourth chapter, verse number 12. I want to encourage you to go back and read the entire chapter in your own devotional time. Take time out of your busy day to hear what God is saying in his word. Amen. Glory to God, because it's a message in his word. And his message, he delivers and set free. Amen. I'm going to read verse 12, and the word of God reads, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Amen. Glory to God. And it also says in Matthew 1, if you go back and read Matthew 1, verse 21, it says to us that Jesus came to save his people from their sins. So the only way that we can be saved is through Jesus. Hallelujah. The title of our message today is No Other Name But By Jesus. It says in the scripture, for there is no other name under the heaven given among men. Hereby we must be saved. In other words, it didn't say we could be saved by Buddha. It didn't say that we could be saved by Muhammad. It didn't say that we can be saved by anybody but by the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. He is the only way. You can't come no other way into heaven. Your soul cannot be saved by any other name. Not by another woman's name, a man's name. It doesn't matter where they are in life. Don't matter what kind of history they may have, what kind of legacies they have. You can only be saved by the name of Jesus Christ. It is by his blood that was shed for the remission of sin, that we might be forgiven of our sins. No man can be healed by any other name but Jesus. No man can be saved but by Jesus. Living in a world that is caught up in names. They're caught up in famous names and stars and all kind of other names and different type of programs, but none of those things can save your soul. See, there have been a lot of famous men that have lived and died. There has been many prophets that have lived and died, but they went to the grave and they rotted in the grave. But there is a man named Jesus. No other name but his name can one be saved. Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, glory, hallelujah. This Jesus lived, died, and rose again that we might have life through his name. It's by no other name. It's only in the name of Jesus. If you want to be healed, it's in Jesus' name. If you want to be truly delivered, it's in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. If your soul is going to be saved, it's going to be Jesus' name and his name alone. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. That's why the Bible says that whosoever shall call on the name of Jesus shall be saved.
Jesus said, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh to the Father except by me. Jesus is the only name. He is the only way. Oh, hallelujah. He is the only door. You cannot get to heaven no other way but through Jesus, because Jesus is the only one that I know now, that rose again, died on the cross for your sins and my sin. Oh, well, hallelujah to Jesus. It's only in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's not by the name of any pagan god. It's not by the name of any sun goddess. It's not by the name of any famous man in this world. But it's by the name of Jesus. It's by the name of the Son of the living God. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. See, it's by Jesus, oh, hallelujah, that we all can be saved. Because Jesus came for the whole world to be saved. See, if you really want to come out of the crack house, you can really come out. If you call on the name of Jesus, if you want to really stop fornication and stop adultery and stealing and doing all these type of sins, if you will call on the name of Jesus, because he is the only way. See, he can deliver you from that crack house. He can deliver you from all of those sins. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. See, many people are living in sin, and they don't want to come out of sin. Oh, hallelujah. I heard one preacher say when he was sinning in the world, he said he done heard people say that it wasn't no pleasure. He said, but when I was in the world, he said, I had much pleasure. See, the devil wants you to think that it's a lot of pleasure. But if you truly want to be saved, truly want to be saved, it's by no other name but Jesus. See, we're seeking things of the world. We're seeking all stuff in the world. But we are truly not being saved. Many people are in church, yet they are not saved. Denomination will not save you. It is the name of Jesus that will save you. Oh, hallelujah. It doesn't matter how big or how small the church is, a hallelujah to Jesus. Because Jesus ain't coming back for a building. He coming back for the people. Oh, hallelujah. He came for the people, and he coming back for the people. It is only in his name can people be saved, healed, delivered, and set free. It's only through Jesus. He is the only way. By the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, can one be made whole. It's only in the name of Jesus can your mind be truly set free. It's in the name of Jesus. Oh, I'm a preacher of the gospel, called and chosen by the Almighty. But I can't save a soul. I can't heal your body, nor can I deliver you. But I can pray in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And one can be healed and delivered through and by his name. Oh, hallelujah. For is it that was shed upon Calvary over 2,000 years ago, that you might be saved. Don't let the devil fool you. There's no other way but through Jesus. No other name but Jesus. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Power, power, power in the name of Jesus. He can save your soul. If you really want to be saved, he can save your soul. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. If you don't know Jesus, and you don't know what I'm talking about, you don't know this person that I'm talking about, this man named Jesus, if you would say this prayer with me, Lord, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sin. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord, and God raised him from the dead. And if you said this prayer, and you honestly do repent of your sins, be saved and change your life today. Find you a Bible-believing church, get you a Bible, and begin to read it and develop your relationship with God. Leave me a message on Blog Talk Radio or Facebook if you have given your life to Christ. Welcome to the body of Christ. Amen. Only in the name of Jesus can sin be forgiven. It was only in his name, only in the name of Jesus and by Jesus. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh to the Father except by me. No other name but by Jesus can one truly be saved. Hallelujah to Jesus. We want to thank you for tuning in to the show today. We got to get out of here. Meet us here next week at the same time with Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry with your host, Minister Elaine. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the throne of his glory with the sealing door. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Glory to God. Have a blessed week in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Whatever you need is in the name of Jesus. Just call upon his name. Be blessed in the name of the Lord. Know that we love you. Tune in Tuesday night with One Word from the Lord with your host, Pastor Yvonne, and I'm the guest. On Tuesday night, amen.